I have on the other end of the telephone line our man in Los Angeles, Ben. Ben, can you hear me?
I can hear you, David. Here I am, live at the LAX Marriott.
And how is Gallifrey 133 going this year?
It's going very well. It's revolving very nicely. I think it's called Gallifrey 133 and a third. It's doing the whole LP thing here. Yeah, it's good.
So what you been up to today?
So let me see. What nuggets can I drop? I had I got some things signed by the delightful Katie Manning, who gave me a hug. And I got things signed by Fraser Hines and Wendy Padbury. Nice to meet Wendy. Not met her before. She's super cool. She had an opportunity to see her being interviewed, which was good.
Any insights on Zoe, the character, or Wendy Padbury, the actress?
No. Actually, she was mainly talking about how she discovered Matt Smith, and she was Matt Smith's agent for a while, which I hadn't realized. I didn't know that before. So it was just that.
How did she discover him?
He was in the National Youth Theatre or something, and she thought he was amazing and really good looking and really talented, and said, like, do you want to come and join? Do you want me to represent you as your agent? But she said she'd retired as an agent by the time he'd got the Doctor Who part. So.
Oh, so she didn't represent him in
that No. So that was kind of interesting. A little bit of Colin Baker being interviewed, just being his Colin Bakery self. What else have I done today? It's been really busy.
Well, last night at the Ice Cream Social, I saw a picture of you, Jess, Lena, and Sophie Aldred.
Yes, Sophie was just doing the rounds. It was kind of amazing. She's obviously just a real fan of the fans and was just kind of walking around like saying, like, hello, I'm Sophie Aldred. That's my Sophie Aldred impression. And people take pictures of us. So, yeah, so we just jumped in and got our pictures with Sophie, which is kind of awesome.
Lovely. Yeah. Did you have a coffee clutch today at all?
No. I saw another interview with John Culshaw, which is kind of interesting. And actually, my only coffee clutch is with John tomorrow, with John Culshaw and Jason Hay Ellery. So it'll be probably pretty big Finnish focus. But I think John Culshaw's an interesting comedian. And obviously, you know, he's like an amazing mimic. And, you know, just kind of be interesting to kind of, you know, see him up close, like an up close magician.
He's playing Brigadier, right? He's doing the Brigadier.
Oh God, he plays everything. I mean, he can do. Yeah, I mean,
but in Big Finish, though.
Yeah, he's mainly the Brigadier, but he's obviously he came to fame really as an impressionist doing Tom Baker.
Yes, yeah,
and he can also do an excellent John Pertwee as well. So, but I guess, you know, Tim Treloar is here as well, so there's plenty of John Pertwees around. Had a good panel. I was on a collector's panel with the Collector King, David Howe, and a couple of other folks. A really interesting guy called Michael Nixon, who's part of Rassilon Pod, who does figure customizing, which is something I'm kind of interested in. So we talked about collecting and curating and acquiring things. So that was a lot of fun. I wasn't on any panels last year because I kind of missed the deadline.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's actually super fun being on panels. And then I just stumbled into a really interesting panel with was more of a presentation, really, with a guy called Tim Dane Reed, who's basically Mr. Monster of the contemporary series. He's
really?
Been a Cyberman. He's been an oxygen zombie. He's been a Dalek. Been a naughty mummy. The monkey mummy.
The monkey monks.
Monk. And lots of really sort of fun behind the scenes video of him kind of larking about and stuff in the sets. He is, if our listener can remember back to Power of the Doctor, he's the Dalek who exchanges the look of confusion with the Cybermen as the Master does Rasputin. And apparently that was completely improvised and the director really liked it. So it made the cut, basically. So that's kind of fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice little bit of a takeaway behind the scenes of Power of the Doctor there.
Exactly. Very, very cool. And that's the kind of stuff we come to get to Gallifrey 1/4, is like extra behind the scenes stuff. Went to a very interesting presentation. There was a kind of long form, kind of quasi-academic presentations, which our good friend Lena presented on categorizing companions, which I found absolutely fascinating. Sort of slotting companions into, you know, are they Ians? Are they Barbaras? are they like Vickies? You know, that kind of stuff. So that was kind of interesting. So yeah, that was fun.
What category would Sarah, who would Sarah Jane slot into? Do you recall?
No, I'd have to take, I didn't take a picture of her slide, actually. We'll have to ask her. But yeah, no, it's a really kind of interesting way to think about how the companions all fit together, basically. And then she was, you know, making comparisons between, you know, classic companions and new companions and, you know, the kind of sex element of the, of the new series companions, which, again, you know, super interesting stuff. So this evening, I think I'm just about to nip off to an animation panel, which has our friend Rob Ritchie, I think, will be on, talking about contemporary animation.
Gary Russell, I'm imagining, would be in that one, too.
He might be. I haven't actually, I saw Gary last night skulking about, but I haven't seen him today. So we'll have to see.
Anything going on in the dealer's room this year?
Dealer's room a little bit thin this year. I brought some Daleks along, hoping that I could maybe trade some for... last year there was a mechanoid I had my eye on, but that mechanoid is gone. It was really expensive. It was like $80. I'm not going to spend $80 on a mechanoid. So, but
well,
anyways,
maybe if it's full size, you know.
Well, full size, but this was a scale mechanoid. No, dealer's room a little bit thin, actually. I'm a little bit disappointed. I had Jeff Cummings, the Target cover artist, is here this year as he has a new book out. And I was hoping that he would be selling his book. He's not selling his book. He's just selling signed prints. And I'm not a signed print person. I'm an original art person or signed book person. So that's kind of disappointing. I think you missed a trick there, Jeff. If you're listening to the podcast, you should have bought like a big pile of books. You'd sold them all and then you made your money back. But there you go. Never mind.
Any copies of Vorp Vorp in the dealer's room that you saw? Or?
Full set of Vorp Vorps. Yeah, if you want your Vorp. I mean, no, I mean, they have a stack. They've got their covers B and C. Cover A basically has gone missing in transit. So basically the stack of B's and C's that they have are the only Vorp Vorps that are left of this edition. And yes, I had a quick chat to the Vorp Vorp guys. Sad to see that Martin Geraghty's not here this year. He was a real mate last year, and it was really fun to spend time with him. But I guess he's, you know, busy earning money being an artist, so he isn't in LA.
More power to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you go to any big Finnish panels or anything?
No. I mean, I think there's a I think I missed the one this afternoon. Yeah, I missed the one this afternoon. No, I haven't. So, I mean, to be honest, with big Finnish is like, I don't really know what's going on anymore with Big Finish. I'm hoping that you know the Cool Shore, Hey Ellery coffee clash will give me some insight basically to that. So we'll see.
Saw a couple of pictures that you sent out on.
Oh yeah, there's some awesome cosplay.
Fantastic Vorg.
Yeah, there was amazing Drashig and Vorg, which was, I think that's probably my top one so far. There was an excellent not Lady Cassandra, but Nicholas Cageandra. Because let's face it, who is going to survive a billion years into the future? It's probably going to be Nicholas Cage. And there's a remote controlled Dalek running around. Amanda saw a bunch of weeping angels. There's certainly another Cassandra. I'm looking at one right now on one of the balconies. Unfortunately, I'm sitting outside by the pool, but it's really chilly there in LA this year, so we were certainly hoping to do some pool lounging, but possibly not with the chilly weather. But there you go.
Yeah. So, any sign of Chris Chibnall or Jodie Whittaker yet?
Jodie comes in tomorrow. Well, I guess Jodie's coming in this evening, so she'll be around tomorrow. She's signing first thing. Chib was on a panel, but it wasn't one that I attended. I'm going to be seeing him do stuff tomorrow. By all accounts, looking at Twitter, you know, he's doing really well. Everyone's really loving him.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much a wrap from me. Busy, busy day. Friday's always busy, and Saturday's the busiest day. And then, of course, we have a slightly more relaxing ride on Sunday.
Yeah. No bombshells or anything breaking?
No, there was nothing too bombshelly. Basically, I mean, the most interesting thing was this guy, Dane Reed, and his kind of, you know, backstage monster videos, which are kind of hilarious, but there you go.
All right. Well, I should let you get going then, if you have a panel coming up.
Okay. And we'll maybe record another on-set live report tomorrow.
Yep. Speak to you then. Okay. Enjoy your rest of the evening.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye, Ben.